Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A federal judge in Florida has rejected a request to drop charges against former President Trump for allegedly mishandling classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. In a two-page ruling, Judge Eileen Cannon said defense arguments do warrant serious consideration, but not enough to throw out the case. In New York, the prosecutor in the hush money case against Trump says he's willing to give the defense another 30 days to review the evidence in the case, which is set to go to trial in 2 weeks. President Biden is opposing the proposed sale of U.S. steel to a company in Japan. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the news came as Biden campaigned in the key swing state of Michigan.
In a statement announcing his opposition to the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel, Biden said, quote, U.S. steel has been an iconic American steel company for more than a century, and it is vital for it to remain an American steel company that is domestically owned and operated. The president added that when he told American steelworkers he had their backs, he meant it. The proposed takeover has been controversial from the moment it was announced in December, with opposition coming from the United Steelworkers Union, among others. Former President Donald Trump has said he would block the deal if he were elected. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The State Department has imposed sanctions on two Israeli outposts and three settlers accused of undermining stability in the West Bank. Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the outposts are illegal under Israeli law and have been used to launch attacks on Palestinians.
It is critical that Israel take additional action to stop settler violence and hold accountable those responsible for it, not just for the sake of the victims of this violence, but for Israel's own security and standing in the world.
Miller says the number of child deaths during the Israeli-Gaza war is an unacceptable outcome of the conflict. The European Union's top diplomat is pressing Republicans on Capitol Hill to consider additional aid for Ukraine. He says the coming months ahead will be crucial, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In meetings at the State Department and on Capitol Hill, the EU's High Representative Joseph Borrell says he repeated this message.
An Ukrainian victory is essential for European security, but I think it's also essential for the U.S.
He says the European Union is trying to ramp up its own industrial defense capacities to help Ukraine, but that's clearly not enough, and he's worried that the U.S. aid is stalled on Capitol Hill. Borrell says many analysts are expecting a major Russian offensive this summer, and Ukraine cannot wait until the results of the next elections. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Russian voters are casting ballots to decide who will lead the nation. Polls close on Sunday. This is NPR News. Both parents of a high school shooter in Michigan have been convicted of involuntary manslaughter. James Crumbly was convicted on four counts Thursday, nearly a month after his wife Jennifer was found guilty of those charges. Their son Ethan Crumbly is serving a life sentence for killing four classmates and injuring six other people, including a teacher at his high school in Oxford Township, Michigan, in November 2021. The Houston Cougars, the nation's top men's college basketball team, started their postseason Thursday with a quarterfinal win over TCU 60-45 in the Big 12 tournament. As Greg Eklund reports, the Cougars are trying to build momentum into the NCAA tournament.
In 32 games this season, the Houston Cougars have lost just three times, with one of those losses coming last January at Texas Christian University. Senior guard Jamal Shedd says he liked the Cougars' 16-0 start in the game's first 10 minutes.
That's exciting for us, but also scary, because if they've missed that many shots in a row, that means one's about to go in at some point. And, you know, our job was to try to not let them get hot and try to keep the lead as long as we possibly could.
Winning the conference tournament title, one of several around the country, would officially lock up an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Thursday's losses. On Asia-Pacific, market shares are mostly lower, down 1.7% in Hong Kong. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips annual travel insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.